All right, let's head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, joining us, covers the Browns. How dicey is this last four games for this franchise? Because it really feels like this could go a lot of different ways, and I think it's a critical part in the gestation period of the franchise that is the third youngest team in the NFL. How critical is it, and how do you think this will go as you look into a crystal ball?
I think it's actually interesting that it is a critical four-game stretch, because you're playing Cincinnati twice and Arizona once, and those are three teams that two teams in three games that you should be able to beat over your last four, and then you get that rematch with Baltimore. But if for some reason this team were to come out and lay an egg in one of those Cincinnati games, or they can't handle going on the road to beat an Arizona team that isn't very good defensively, then you have a lot of concerns about how Freddie Kitchens was able to kind of hold this team together through some of the adversity that has cropped up. So considering the weakness of the schedule outside of that Baltimore game, it's a very critical stretch. The Browns need to prove that even if they aren't going to make the playoffs, even if there are questions about the head coach, they can go out and win these last at least three of these last four games against teams they should be able to beat.
Dan, speaking of the head coach, I'm not a believer in just hiring a guy for 1 year. I think it's tough, especially, this is his first time being the head coach, right? Like I'm sure there's going to be things that he does next year that will change as well. But is he in jeopardy of losing his job if he loses to the Bengals in either one of the games?
Yeah, I think absolutely. If he loses one of these games to the Bengals, it raises a lot of red flags about how this team believes in him and whether he can just go out and win those games that he should win. I mean, look, the reality is you bet on Freddie Kitchens' upside. He's only been a play caller now for, 20 games. He's been a head coach for 12 games. So he's still very inexperienced.
Yeah,
he is learning on the job, as we've seen publicly in some cases. So you bet on his upside. So if this season ends up a little disappointing, you can still make the case that, there was some growth there. We believe he can continue to get better. But if they come out and they lose to Cincinnati in one of these last two games, that's a real concern.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, joining us. Dan, I think there's a couple of things that are – The record is what the record is, 5-7. It doesn't bother me as much as two things do. Number one, how ineffective the offense has been, the inability to get Odell Beckham Jr. involved and to get him to play at a level and to have the type of production that he's had literally his entire career. He's never been this ineffective at any point, and he's never played with this type of talent. So that's a hard thing to wrap your head around. And then the other thing that I think is even more disappointing than the 5-7 record is just the amount of noise around this team. You can't really go a week without there being some sort of off the field headline, and some of them are a really big deal, like obviously with Myles Garrett, and some of them are just crazy things like Demaryius Randall not making the trip to Pittsburgh. It's like they can't get through a week clean or quiet or organized. Those things bother me as much as the record. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's not just that they're losing football games. It's just that they can't stay out of the headlines for whatever reason. And it is sometimes little things like, a t-shirt, which isn't the reason they lost that game, obviously. And I think in a lot of ways that got overblown, but look, we all know that that's a really bad look to wear that shirt and then go lose to Duck Hodges, a couple of days later. And then you have the Demaryius Randall situation where there's no real clarity on what happened at this point. And then the coach's response is, go ask Demaryius. So, on the one hand, you credit him for wanting to create a culture and being strict with guys and saying, look, you did something wrong. We're not going to bring you on this trip. But on the other, we just don't know what happened. And that's a great way to lose your players if, a lot of this noise continues to happen. And the other thing, too, is, we see him kind of throwing things back on the players. And look, we know that's going to happen behind closed doors. You give up a bunch of long passes to Duck Hodges. Yeah, that's going to come up when you're watching the tape in team meetings. But you don't necessarily need to go in the press conference after the game and say, hey, the t-shirt didn't give up 40-yard passes. Those are things the players notice and they're going to take note of if you're saying that publicly.
Dan, you're right. I mean, you can't lose the Duck Hodges. That's, to Bo's point, those are the things that kind of bother me the most, is you losing to Duck Hodges and then you're losing to one of the 14 Allens that are starting quarterbacks for the Broncos. And those are two games where you're like, my goodness, what could have been? Like, things have been up and down for this team, and there's been a lot of drama, but still you win those two, and you're right in the playoff picture. But do you sense that this team, and they have this brashness about them, and it starts with their quarterback, and it's enabled by the head coach who lets his guys be the guys, you know, and look, that can be good, bad, whatever. I'm not really here to judge on that, but do you think that any of that tone falls off this offseason? Because they were the darlings. They were the most, I guess they were picked by a lot of people for deep playoff runs and obviously a lot of hype. But do you think any of that tone, really starting with Baker, comes down at all? Like that this humbles the team at all? Or do you think that's just who they are and they're going to be who they are?
I think we'll see a little less of it. But honestly, I'm kind of in the latter camp. I think this team kind of is who they are. I mean, Odell Beckham is who he is. Baker Mayfield, that's one of the reasons you drafted him, is that brashness and yep. that, you know, I don't care attitude. And you know, Jarvis Landry, same kind of guy. We see how fiery he is on the sidelines and after games and things like that. That's kind of who these guys are. And if they weren't going to make a run, it was going to be that attitude that got them there. I think if we see less of it, it's going to be a little more of maybe some of that national media felt a little bit burnt by, you know, kind of hyping this team up and it didn't happen. And maybe these guys do tone it down just a little bit because maybe they feel a little burnt by it. But this is who they are. This is why you brought them in. This is why you drafted them. This is why you traded for them. Whatever it is, that attitude is who this team is. I don't think we're going to see a huge dialing back of that.
No, I don't think so either. I think it'll be the same. The question, what I do think will be interesting is they have some big roster decisions that are going to have to be made this offseason, and they've got big things that have to be fixed on the offensive line. And we talk about Freddie and Baker, and the one guy who hasn't been talked about a whole lot is John Dorsey, who put all of this thing together. And I'm wondering if for the first time going into this offseason, he's going to feel the pressure to make some changes to this roster. They were a swinging gate on the offensive line Sunday. There's no other way to put it, Dan.
Yeah, and that's got to be a priority in this offseason. And there's no talking about that without also pointing out that John Dorsey essentially ignored improving the offensive line. And he traded away one of his best offensive linemen to bring in Olivier Vernon. Vernon, of course, has been dealing with an injury, but he's been good, not great necessarily this season. He's been good for this football team. But Dorsey also didn't do a lot to address that hole. He thought maybe Austin Corbett could step in there. Corbett never really competed for the job. Of course, that's the guy you took number 33 overall, so that's disappointing, and he just hasn't been able to fix that. So certainly John Dorsey deserves some pressure this offseason as far as, look, you've got to fix these issues. You've got to figure out how to get that offensive line fixed. Yeah. His draft picks need to come through. You know, we need to see continued development from Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams. Some guys that we thought were going to be contributors, a guy like Jannard Avery, he's not here anymore. And we thought he would be a contributor in the pass rush. I do think Dorsey's, Teflon view from fans has sort of faded a little bit. This is going to be a very important offseason for him to address the holes that maybe he ignored last offseason.
Dan, appreciate your time. Always great talking to you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, that's Dan Lobby. He is on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. He is at cleveland.com.